This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. It is a very loose tradition on this program on the day after a presidential election to ask, now what? Now what happens with economic policy and jobs and wages and industries and companies and people and all of it? Can't do that today because, as you know, we've got a bunch of unknowns. So we are going to deal with the economic story right under our noses, which is, where is help coming from? With the virus still in charge and political Washington unwilling or maybe now unable to act. Marketplace's Scott Tong gets us going.
Had there been a clear blue wave over the White House and Congress, economist Ian Shepherdson at Pantheon Macroeconomics expected lawmakers to spend $2 trillion to juice the economy. That's as much money as the CARES Act this spring, which sent checks to people out of work and families and small businesses. Now, he expects a far smaller turbo boost.
As we saw in the spring, the CARES Act put money into people's pockets extremely rapidly because of the one-time stimulus payments and because of the enhanced unemployment benefits, $600 a week to everybody.
He says congressional spending works much faster and in a more targeted way than stimulus from the Federal Reserve, which is meeting today and tomorrow. And the Fed's already been busy, having slashed short-term borrowing costs in March.
The question then becomes, what exactly can they do? They've already cut interest rates to zero.
Economist Matthew Lozetti at Deutsche Bank Securities says the Fed is also buying bonds to push down longer-term loan rates. Now he says it could pledge to buy more bonds every month, or it could signal it's willing to keep buying for a long time.
The intent would be to put more downward pressure on interest rates, hopefully ease mortgage rates as well, to provide as much stimulus as they can to the economy.
It's important how the Fed communicates this. Investment strategist Lizanne Saunders at Charles Schwab, a Marketplace underwriter, says this spring the Fed's messaging settled nervous markets.
Simply the Fed saying, we've got the tools, we've got the ammunition, sort of the pulling out the bazooka, but not necessarily needing to use it. We saw the power of that. So my guess is they would try to sort of use their words, to put it very bluntly.
Still, Fed Chair Jerome Powell has said the Fed needs help from Congress. In a speech last month, he said too little stimulus would lead to a weak recovery. In Washington, I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.